there are other drawbacks as well. Even if your attempt at skip lagging is initially successful, it's only likely to work for one-way travel. Once the airline realizes you didn't fly to your ticketed destination, it's almost certain to cancel your return, and that does make sense. And finally, any checked luggage would arrive at the ticketed destination without you. No, that's not true. They will take your luggage out, because if they didn't take your luggage out, that means that a potential terrorist could load something onto a plane and then just leave and have things happen without them being present. And that's a big, you know, a big red flag. Gila, you have something to say?
I have a question, actually, which is what...
also called a travel hack, which it is in a sense, but, you know, it just seems like common sense, you know, the consumer... should be looking out for themselves, and if this is cheaper, do what's cheaper.
They should, but you know that thing where your Google alert will sometimes feed you old stories?
Sure.
This lawsuit was settled in 2024.
Oh, look at that. The date is 2023. But the story I looked at was today. Wow. Okay. But okay, the issue is still a current issue.